This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Happy Friday. And, Vince, happy spring. I'm not sure how it's budding and coming out there on the ranch and the farm and the campground, but for one, I'm happy to see a little bit warmer weather and the birds are nesting and it's a good time for everybody except, I guess, not so much Shohei Ohtani. I don't know if you follow that, Vince, but it looks like a scandal for the opening of Major League Baseball, which is not good. Have you followed that, Vince?
You know, Bert, I don't. I don't follow sports, and the reason is, well, I'll just say it as I see it. If I were to watch a big game on the weekend, I wouldn't get the farming done. Farming is 24/7.
Yeah.
And I just don't have time to spare for that kind of thing. I don't have time to spare for Disney, even if I convinced myself to spend the $8,000 to take the family to Disney. I don't have the time for it. So, my lifestyle is pretty different from most. I've got a full-time job farming, and some might say that even have a full-time job broadcasting. So, I don't have time for it, but.
And, you know, baseball is kind of dragged out kind of game. I know they've put some moves in to speed it up. They time the pitcher now. They have, they've shaved, I don't know, about half hour off the game. But, Vince, just to fill you in real quick, Shohei Ohtani, the highest paid player in baseball, he's from Japan. He was just traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers, getting an absolutely outrageous, just huge contract. As I said, highest paid player, and he's renowned as almost a god in Japan and very popular in this country. Well, Vince, we don't know because the story kept changing and it keeps changing, but apparently he sent $4.5 million to a bookie to pay gambling debts, and we don't know if that's his debts or if it's they're saying now it's the deaths of the interpreter, and that story has changed because now they're saying, oh, the interpreter stole the money to have it wired, which doesn't make a lot of sense, Vince. But anyhow, it's breaking in the news the last couple of days, and it's kind of a black mark on baseball. And Vince, I don't know why someone needs to gamble when they're making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't get it. I guess it's an addiction, Vince, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay, so let's talk about something that people don't know
Well,
a lot of thinking.
Well, Vince, we brought this up before, but and I know we're both scared of this, but Vince, the first human to have a chip implanted in their brain is, he's still alive. Man, I mean, it's hard to even picture that. But they've documented now playing video games through his mind, through the chip that they opened up his brain and put in it. You okay, Vince? And his name is Nolan Arbaugh. And Vince, 29 years old, and well, he was able to play this game using chip from the company Neuralink that, well, I guess he played it all night long, and I guess successfully. Kind of scary, Vince. I know we talked how we had a April Fool's joke many, many years ago about this. I don't know if we ever thought it would happen in our lifetime, but we joked about it. But Vince, it's I think it's kind of scary to be trying, you know. This was obviously voluntary, but what happens if we get to a point where people say you're not thinking the way the people in charge want you to think? So we have a very easy solution. We just reprogram you with this chip. We're going to, or maybe everybody gets the chip and they just change the program. I don't know, Vince. It's more questions than answers, but at least for me, as someone that follows this technology, I find it very scary.
So you're talking about 43, 44 years ago when you and I wrote a press release, and we said that we actually achieved what Elon Musk is claiming he just achieved. So we did that over four decades ago, and it was a joke for April Fool's.
Yeah.
And it was picked up by a popular science. It was picked up by the mainstream media, the print media, because we sent it to Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Ebony, and a whole bunch of magazines, and they picked it up. It was picked up as if it were real. And so here we have Elon Musk saying that he did it. But here's the interesting thing about this. What happens? What happens if the program goes awry and they say, you know what? No need to use a keyboard. Just, you know, just plug in, and you can think what you want to have happen, and the program literally gets it wrong, kind of like auto spell correct, you know, which gets it wrong too often. The wrong words are printed on the screen. You know, the program gets it. What you meant to type, it says no, that's not what you meant. You meant something else. What if it gets it wrong? And what if it has to do with, let's say, driving? Heck, why have a steering wheel when you can just think where you want to go, right? What if the program gets it wrong? Because the programs are getting it wrong right now. And if you think about it, Elon Musk is doing some pretty darn dangerous things. This is one of them. His Teslas are another one. Didn't he just put a rocket ship? Didn't he just burn through oxygen and put another satellite into space? Isn't that satellite going to come down? Isn't that going to help destroy the Earth's magnetosphere, which kind of attracts the, well, actually does, it does attract the atmosphere and keeps it in place. So he is destroying the atmosphere, which we're not going to get a new one of. And what if that atmosphere kind of drifts away? So, you know, we lose like 1% a year or 2% a year. Pretty soon we're choking, right? Gasping, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, we have several layers that protect the Earth. It's pretty amazing, Vince, that, you know, we have found many other planets through our advanced telescopes that we have, but the Earth still stands out as unique because we're able to, you know, both get warmed by the sun, but also protect us from the dangerous elements of the sun. It's really a remarkable magnetic field and ionosphere and then atmosphere for breathing that we have. It is pretty amazing, especially when, you know, look at the other nine planets and they don't have anything. You know, some people think Mars may have once had an atmosphere. We don't know what happened to it. Some people think that there was advanced life on Mars at one point. Vince, they found, it's controversial, but they found some artifacts, and we'll find out more as we do some rovers, but pretty fascinated what might have happened at Mars. And, you know, there's the remnants of a planet between Mars and Jupiter. It's the asteroid belt. It's all broken up. What happened there? Was that a civilization that blew themselves up? All we know is it's positioned exactly where there would be a planet, except you have this rubble circling around the sun. Vince, I don't know how we got to that from Neuralink, but Neuralink claims the first chip in the brain playing video games.
Bert, how do we know that these claims by Elon Musk are credible? How do we know? How do we know?
Well, they've allowed reporters to talk to this guy. I'm looking at a story now in Fortune magazine by a known reporter, and he's put this guy out to the public, and he is in a wheelchair, but living with his parents, but he's doing things through this chip, and I mean, they're saying because he had, a condition that this could only help him, so it was experimental, and he signed on to it. But Vince, there's no secret that the plans of the company are not to use this chip for people with, brain injuries or medical conditions, but eventually to put these chips in anybody who wants one. I mean, there's always somebody that's going to say yes to something like this. Then
there are people who have done that, Bert. There are people who said, yeah, my wife, she's got these chips, and she doesn't have to unlock the door. She just moves her hand near the doorknob, and it unlocks. If she wants to turn on an appliance, she just moves her hand, and the light comes on. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, we don't have to go on vacation. We just program that in, and we have a virtual vacation.
You know, Bert, that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. I mentioned with Greg earlier today that technology is killing us. Technology's really done some really bad things. And it has separated people from people that they normally would associate with. So for example, you and I spent a lot of time together, in person. I mean, next to each other, that kind of thing, at the same kitchen table, in the same rooms, and we talk about all kinds of things, and we'd sit on the bench together at our company, and we'd work together. But technology is encouraging distance. You don't have to be there. You can do it through Zoom. You can pick up the phone and cell phone and call somebody right away. Well, as we have more and more technology, we have more distance from each other. And it seems to me that this is just one more way of increasing that distance. And here's where I'm going with this. So you have these goggles, right? And you can take that vacation. You can put these goggles on and you can go on vacation. But you're not going on vacation with your family. Vinny and Bert are not going, to Marley Woods to look for UFOs together with Lou Cassidy. We'd put the goggles on and we'd go separately. We'd be in our own little world, separate from reality. That's where we're headed. This makes no sense to me. This seems like the path to self-destruction of humanity. I'd love to hear your comments. We'll be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. He's in California. He's a patent holder, he's a researcher, he's a radio frequency engineer, among other types of engineering. Bert, I maintain that technology, while complaining to unite us, is actually doing the opposite. It's separating us. Any comments?
Well, Vince, there's so many ways to look at that. You could say, in some ways, it connects us, but... I think there's no denying it's a different world. I mean, it's things are changing. I just saw the presentation by NVIDIA for artificial intelligence, and that's going to affect almost every business, every industry that we have in ways we can't even fully predict now, and that's coming. I mean, it's only because it improves profitability and new product development. I mean, I'll just give you an example, Vince. They're using artificial intelligence to do colonoscopies now, where not only can they, you know, find out if you have any polyps or, you know, what's going on with your colonoscopy, but they can analyze the tissue and predict what might happen and if there's any therapy. So it's affecting the medical industry. It's, you know, it's going to affect our, the, well, Vince, everything we do. So it's a different world, Vince. It's things have, I think, just in the last few years, things have, the innovation and change in technology has picked up. You know, for a while, nothing changed. You remember in, when you and I were really little in the 60s, things changed really, really fast. And then things just kind of slowed down a little. And I think we're entering an area now where things are changing. So honestly, Vince, I don't know where we're going to be in another 50 years. How about 20 years?
How about we may not survive 50 years?
I mean, that's a possibility, Vince.
Bert, here's... this
we're
is
certainly wrong, not having less wars.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Or AI may push the button accidentally. Bert, here's an article...
By the way, things like that have happened with accidental... nobody launched a live missile that landed and blew up people, but almost things like that. There have been, in the military and other places, accidents that have happened, and they blamed it on... Either they blamed it on technology, or more often, Vince, they blame it on the person controlling that technology. In other words, the person that was supposed to put the right command in, push the right button, you know, hit return after the right sentence was written on the computer console. That's actually where a lot of the problems have occurred in the last several years.
Yeah, like Chernobyl. That's exactly what happened there. Bert, I'd like to read a couple of very short sentences, and this is an article that you sent me. And it's from MSN.com. And it says, quote, in January, Musk posted a video of Tesla's Optimus in which the humanoid robot was shown folding laundry, seemingly on its own. Careful observers noticed that a human hand was briefly visible at the edge of the frame, revealing the operator was in control of the movements. The Tesla CEO then admitted his robot could not yet autonomously perform the task. Neuralink has not published a single peer-reviewed research study, unusual in the health industry, even for a privately held company. End quote. So what this article is saying, if I read this right, it's saying that Elon Musk had a video of a robot, a Tesla Optimus robot, which was shown folding laundry, which careful observers figured out that it really wasn't doing it by itself. So that is a lie by the Musk company. That is misrepresenting what they're actually doing. And here we have, this is, it's outrageous. It's outrageous what this guy's doing and getting away with it over and over. And here we have technology that, and I maintain it removes people from working together. Elon Musk is removing the hands from the steering wheel of the vehicle. Tesla's driving themselves, further removing people from reality.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. The House plans to conduct a vote on a government spending package Friday in order to prevent a government shutdown. USA's John Schaefer with details.
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries expressed confidence that a significant majority of Democrats will support the bill. While some conservative members within the Republican Party seek to reduce spending, most Republicans are also anticipated to endorse the legislation. If passed, the deal will allocate funding for the government until the end of the fiscal year.
Almost half of prisons across the United States are situated downstream from water reservoirs potentially contaminated with carcinogenic forever chemicals, as indicated by a recent report in the American Journal of Public Health. The report found approximately 47% of U.S. prisons have been found to encompass at least one. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Virtualist. Bert, it seems that technology, and specifically Elon Musk's company, they've made some claims that they've been unable to substantiate, including pre-announcing self-driving capabilities, and they really couldn't live up to that. And then, but it's not the only company, Bert. Remember that electric truck company that had a they showed this electric truck, and it was actually...
Yeah.
Being pulled?
Yeah, it was fake. it was going. It wasn't always being pulled. It was actually
going downhill.
It was going downhill. Oh, it was total fraud.
Yeah.
Total fraud. It was back when EV stocks were hot, and they were able to raise a lot of money. And I'm not sure where they are now. It was unbelievable that they could get away with that, but I guess they didn't get away with it. Vince, electric vehicles have stalled out. Some statistics for class where battery fully electric vehicles in the U.S. light duty, so that's cars and small trucks, 8%, and it's been sitting there for like three quarters, Vince. Total percent, if we include hybrids and plug-in hybrids and all electric, well, that's still growing. That's up to about 18% right now. And so if you subtract, Vince, 8 from 18, that means 10%, which is more than all electric, are either hybrids or plug-in hybrids. And I've said before, I think that's really the near-term future because you're using gasoline, which is plentiful, and but you're converting it to electricity in the car to run a very efficient electric motor. So you really sort of have the best of both worlds. You get very good mileage. You don't have to have anxiety about where you're going to charge. You know, you do have, in many of these vehicles, a limited charging capability, you know, maybe 20 miles or something. But primarily you're operating off of gasoline, which, Vince, is still pretty plentiful in the United States. And, Vince, there's even a few vehicles that work out using natural gas. It's possible. And those cars are also very clean burning because natural gas burns much cleaner than gasoline, than oil, than kerosene. The only thing that burns cleaner than natural gas, I'd say, is probably hydrogen, which is very clean. But since that hydrogen cars have not taken off, no pun intended, after the Hindenburg, but there's only a couple of models using hydrogen. And I think one of the problems is the hydrogen's expensive to make. So, yeah, the car's clean burning, but it's expensive to make the hydrogen. And then, Vince, it's, you got to deal with getting it in the car and then hoping nothing happens. As we know, hydrogen's highly inflammable. So there's some statistics, though, Vince. Electric cars, we've basically... It's sort of the early adopters have bought them, and then that was it. They've just literally stalled out. And the manufacturers, you drive by any car dealer, you're going to see lots of EVs filling up the parking lots right now. So I guess you can get a good deal on one, but people do not want them. It's really it's an interesting graph. You can look at it. It's gone through the early adopters and then literally hit a brick wall.
Now, Bert, you mentioned propane, natural gas. I did a conversion. I mentioned to the class that I would discuss it. So Bam, our son, bought a high-pressure washer. And I said, he wanted to use it. And I said, no. I converted to propane first. So I bought a carburetor, propane, a dual-fuel carburetor, gas and propane, for $28. With tax, it came up to $30, 30. And it's drop-in replacement for the gasoline carburetor that this 212cc Chinese engine has. Took it off, swapped the carburetor, hooked up a propane hose to it, and a regulator, started on the first pull. This is a generator right out, I'm sorry, this is a high-pressure washer right out of the box, started first pull. Now, why is that? Well, because we didn't have to volatilize the gasoline into a vapor to be burned in the combustion chamber, in the cylinder. It was already gas, vapor, and it worked perfectly. The engine is smooth. It is, the exhaust doesn't smell like a gasoline engine. And I submit to you what you were saying is absolutely correct. Now, I think the best way to go if we're careful and we don't crash into each other too often. Propane, natural gas, liquefied is the way to go for the internal combustion engine. I think that's the best way to go. I really do. We have a propane generator here at the farm. It works perfectly. It's smooth. The combustion of a propane fuel as compared to a gasoline fuel seems to be smoother, less volatile on the engine, less demanding, less vibration, less shock. And the byproducts of combustion are so much cleaner that the oil change doesn't have to be done every, let's say, 25 hours. It can be done every 500 hours. So you save not only the environment, but you save all of that waste oil that, what do you do with that when you change the oil in your car? Well, I'll tell you what happens to it. It doesn't get re-refined. What happens to it is it's sold to cruise ships, and they burn it as fuel. So all the contaminants, the heavy metals, go up in smoke. Of course, it goes over the ocean. Who cares about that, right? Except we're all breathing the same air. The Chinese, the Japanese, the Puerto Ricans, the Filipinos, the Russians, the Europeans and the Americans and the Canadians and the South Americans, we're all breathing the same air. So when we pollute the common air that we all breathe. So we shouldn't be doing it. We should not be doing it. So I really like the idea of propane and natural gas. I really do. And of course, the current administration wants to ban natural gas. What is cleaner burning than natural gas that you can heat with?
Yeah, that's crazy. Maybe a coal-fired... So much of it in the United States right now, for class, the price is at a 10-year low right now, simply because we have so much of it. And when they drill for oil, a lot of times they also come up with natural gas. And, you know, in the past they would just burn it. And now you're not allowed to do that, so they have to capture it. And we have so much of it, Vince, the price is at a record low. Now, I don't see it on my heating bill for my home, but that's another story. But Vince, do you know that right now, I'm looking up statistics, and truckers will know this, you might be driving a rig powered by natural gas. We have 1,700 compressed natural gas stations in the United States right now, mostly at truck stops, things like that. We also have 150 liquid natural gas stations. They're planning 50 more, and they're also building more compressed. It's two compressed is you can do it quicker, but the liquid natural gas is it's when it's liquefied, it's more. I was going to say more compressed, but it's in a liquefied. It's a little harder to do, but it's ultimately a better way to do it. But anyhow, Vince, 1,700 compressed natural gas stations across the country right now, and primarily that's for big rigs that power by it. Very few cars.
Bert, here's what I know. Years ago, I was looking at Craigslist, and there was a guy that had, I was looking for a propane tank. I searched on propane tank, and I found one. And the guy said, it's an 82-gallon tank. And it was, I think, $125. I thought, no, I want to get that used. So I called him up, and he said, yeah, I just took it out of a truck. I bought this truck down south, I think maybe Louisiana. And it was a V8 pickup truck. And he drove it up from Louisiana with the propane that was in it. So this was a truck that had a propane carburetor, propane linkage, propane plumbing on an American pickup truck with an American V8 in it. Just the carburetor came off, the gasoline carburetor. The propane tank was put in. Instead of using the gas tank, it uses propane. 82 gallons. You can fill it up 80%. So, you know, roughly 64 gallons of fuel, propane. And he couldn't wait to get rid of it. He took it off and sold it to me. I think it was like $125, possibly $150 for everything. Bert, I can take that and put that in one of our pickup trucks. And it's something I'd like to do. Now, how much is propane for me to buy? $1.60 a gallon, 160. I think that's incredible. Smooth running, clean. It's so clean that you won't have to replace the exhaust system. It's so clean you won't have to change the oil for probably, I'm thinking 25,000 miles, easily 25,000 miles. Maybe change the oil filter every 10,000, but that's about it. Because the contaminants don't end up in the oil. The oil doesn't get black from soot like a gasoline engine does.
Yeah. Since we were planning cars from the start, before gasoline got pushed, we might have, we had the, you still have to do a little bit of compression technology. If we had that 100 years ago or 150 years ago when cars were being invented, maybe we wouldn't even be using gasoline. Who knows what we would have used gasoline for? Because, of course, we weren't as concerned about the environment 100 years ago as we are now. But, Vince, I'm looking at a natural gas filling pump at a station. I'm looking at a picture of one. Pretty much looks just like a gasoline pump, except the nozzle completely different. It's got a funny kind of opening on it and then a clamp to clamp it very tight from the nozzle to your vehicle. But, Vince, it's too bad we don't use more of it because we have it. It's low priced. It's clean for the environment. And as far as I know, the mileage is just as good. In terms of miles per dollar, much better.
Yeah, propane or natural gas does not have the BTU value per gallon when it's compressed. The highest is diesel, about 135,000-140,000 BTUs per gallon. Then gasoline, somewhere around 100,000, depending on what kind of gasoline you're talking about. So diesel maybe is 35% more energy dense per gallon. And then propane's somewhere around 90,000 BTUs per gallon. So you can't possibly get exactly the same miles per gallon with propane. You'll get less. But in terms of cost, which is what you said, cost per mile is way better with propane.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. You know, Bert, I really like propane as a fuel for the home generators. And as I mentioned, $1.60 a gallon, that was what I paid the last fill-up. But if you buy a cylinder for a barbecue, they're called 20-pound cylinders. They hold about four gallons, just under 4 gallons, 3.89 gallons of propane. And you can get that filled for about $16. So if you can get 4 gallons of propane for $16, that's $4 a gallon. That's about what gasoline costs. So for a home generator, for a high-pressure washer, now I know it's a nuisance to carry, you know, the hose that's designed for propane and the 20-pound cylinder with a pressure washer. I know that's a nuisance. But the benefit of not having to change the oil as often, and those engines require an oil change every 25 hours. So you save the oil change. It's not a big oil crankcase, but the idea is the engine will last a long, long, long time. And you don't have to worry about replacing the carburetor every year because the alcohol, the ethanol in regular gasoline destroys the carburetors. So it's a great way to go. And I would think that you'd have much less maintenance on a vehicle that runs in propane or natural gas than you would with gasoline. There's no question in my mind about that. It really burns cleanly. So what is the resistance? I don't know. But there are vehicles that have been made for the highways, like in Canada.
You can
buy right from the factory, or you could, a major manufacturer's truck, pickup truck, running on propane. It's so good, Bert, that you've seen it. The forklifts, you know, that ride around inside buildings, like at UPS and Federal Express, they're either electric or they are propane. That's what they are.
Yeah.
And you don't smell them inside the buildings. You're not choking.
Yeah. It's almost the same engine. There's just some minor changes you have to do to, well, we don't use carburetors anymore. If there was a carburetor, it would be to the carburetor and in this case, to the fuel injections. There's some minor changes you have to make, but Vince, I believe it's basically the same engine in every other respect.
Yeah.
And like you said, the actual energy per explosion is a little less, but the cost is so much less, you come out way ahead. And Vince, so important for the environment is it's very clean burning. It's not perfect. It's not zero, but it's way less than gasoline and less than diesel.
Let's talk about, just for a little tangent, let's talk about how clean burning it is. It is so clean burning, Bert, that people have gas stoves in their house, right? They have a blue flame gas stove. And
yeah.
Not everyone has a range hood that vents outside. So people are cooking in their house with natural gas or propane without venting it outside. Now, I'm not saying that's a good idea.
No.
I think you should have a range hood that vents outside.
That's
and I turn the range hood on
yeah.
before I turn the stove on. Ours is propane. But that's how clean it is.
Well, there's also the carbon dioxide. Even if it was perfectly clean, you'd have CO2. And you don't want to eventually fill your home up with CO2. Vince, real quick, before we finish the hour, I wanted class to know that we did have a solar storm hit Earth yesterday. It left the sun March 17th, which I believe was Sunday. It took 4 days to get here. It arrived yesterday. It did affect radio waves. It glanced the Earth, so it wasn't a direct hit. But I mention this, Vince, because we're entering solar maximum this year. Later this year will be the maximum. It'll still be high next year. And Vince, it's something, we've talked about previous storms, solar storms that lead to what's called coronal mass ejection, CME. And in 1859, it wiped out telegraph systems, electrocuted people. That's all we had was telegraph in 1859. But it could wreak havoc on the electric grid if we get anything close to that level storm. And one just hit yesterday, Vince. I don't know, you keep track on your electric generation, which is not a direct correlation, but there seems to be some connection. I don't know if you noticed anything yesterday.
Absolutely, I did. And we are generating record amounts of electricity. Bert, we used to generate about somewhere around 30, 33 kilowatts of electricity with our solar array. No changes, no additional panels, the same wiring, the same panels, the same electronics, the same batteries, everything's the same. Now we're generating around 50 kilowatts a day. Yesterday, 51.6. So we are generating more electricity earlier in the morning. We're generating more per day, and we're generating more than we use. We're actually pumping our electricity from our farm onto the grid for our neighbors to use. Not a lot, but more than we need. And so we could waste it, but I think that's a sin. So we don't waste it. We just put it back on the grid because our electricity is pretty darn clean as compared to coal-fired power generation or nuclear. They say nuclear is clean. It's not clean. The exhaust from nuclear, the waste product, it's going to be around for thousands of years. Bert, thank you so much.
Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.